Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Today is Brody Bush, a veteran from the Australian Defence Force and currently a nurse for Veteran Benefits Australia. Good day, Brody.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time.
No, my pleasure.
Mental Health Week, Men's Mental Health Week. It's an important aspect of every man's life, isn't it? Mental health.
Yes, that's correct. It's one thing that is always, for some reason, being considered taboo in Australia is men talking about their problems.
And in having served in Afghanistan and in Iraq, I think you've witnessed a lot of issues like similar to this, like men having trouble airing out or asking help when they need it.
Yeah, a lot of things you'd find when on deployments and coming home is that not everyone debriefs in the same way. And what happens is that some people slip through the cracks or just don't want to talk about their mental health in general.
And a recent study has supported that.
That's correct. There's recent studies that have shown that, you know, I think it's close to 64% of men don't want to talk about their mental health at all.
Why is that?
It's the stigma, to be honest. There's such a stigma behind mental health that Australian men just don't or can't talk about it. It's something that's sort of been ingrained over time, and now we're getting to that sort of period where things are becoming more socially acceptable. And for some reason in Australia, it was, you know, sort of frowned upon when a man would speak about his feelings.
I belong to a generation when growing up when people telling me that men are supposed to be tough and men are supposed to be the foundation of every family.
Yes. My household was very similar growing up. You know, you don't talk about your feelings, you keep them inside. A man just keeps going and keeps pushing on, and that's it.
And if you hide your feelings, they manifest in other ways, don't they, Brody?
That's correct. A lot of studies have shown that people that sort of don't talk about their mental health or let their mental health fester can not only experience, you know, psychological breakdowns, but they can also start to manifest physical injuries from their mental health.
What can we do, or as a friend, a family member, a daughter, a wife, what can we do? What are the signs that we are to look out for if our loved one is suffering, or especially our husband or father is suffering from mental health breakdown?
Well, there is a myriad of, you know, signs and symptoms of someone sort of suffering from mental health. You know, they're going to be withdrawn from other people. They're going to, you know, if they're an extrovert, they're going to become an introvert. They're going to be quite moody, whether it be high or low. They're going to be, you know, quick to anger, can be distressful, distraught at times. And, you know, sometimes they just want to be left alone and just do not want to discuss their problems with anyone. You know, they feel everything and everyone is against them and that no one's going to understand what they're going through. And that, you know, from personal experience, is very hard to deal with. You feel that no one can help you and you're in this pit of despair and there's no way out of it, but it's not true. The amount of things that we have at our disposal to help ourselves and other people in mental health in Australia is great. And we're one of the luckier countries when it comes to healthcare. And the first thing to do is to acknowledge that you have the problem and you want to help, or you want to be helped.
How do you get yourself to do that?
Well, from personal experience, I went to a point of where I hit my own sort of rock bottom, you know. was drinking alcohol to pain manage, found myself, you know, isolated from friends and family, and it just got to a point where I was like, enough is enough. And what you have to do is realize within yourself that it's braver to cry and be open with your feelings than to hold back and think it's tough to not speak about what's going on the inside.
You were brave enough to admit that you needed help. How can we help those who aren't able to reach out like you did?
So one of the things that's amazing with today's current health services is telehealth. So the ability to call someone on the phone and talk with them. Now, one of the platforms with Veteran Benefits Australia is VMA, or Veteran Mind Force Australia. Now, I utilise this service still to this day, who I speak with a neuropsychologist for 20 minutes on the phone every Friday to touch base, work on grounding techniques, get anything off my chest which is bothering me, and get any guidance that I need to see me through my next week. I found them on Facebook. You can find them on their website, which is veteranbenefitsaustralia.com.au. And they're on several social media platforms, such as Facebook or Instagram.
And this service is for all veterans?
That's correct.
And I suppose as veterans, you've seen worse than everyone has. And it's different compared to other men as well, isn't it?
I mean, everyone has their own crosses to bear. That's true. And no matter what trauma in life you have suffered, it's always important that we as human beings, as Australians, men, women, understand that no matter what trauma you have suffered, there can always be a way to help someone.
And help is always around.
That is true. You know, whether it's just a pat on the back, a phone call, a hug, you know, sit down and have, you know, a cup of coffee, just human contact. It's something that's always sort of overlooked, but you know, one thing we crave as human beings is, you know, occasional physical touch from a family member to, you know, let us know that we're okay and that we're safe and we are within a safe space.
And so Mental Health Week, it's time for us to reflect, look and see if someone needs our help.
Yes, definitely, because even though 21% of men who have served in the ADF report mental health behavioural conditions, there's still that large percentage out there that don't. And whether you're serving or not serving, you need to know that help is out there for you, and that there are plenty of organisations in the mental health space, family members, friends, that are here for you. And it's okay to feel the way that you feel.
Thank you very much for your time, Brody Bush, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.